This happens from time to time in Las Vegas. One of the big names on the Strip is closing down tomorrow.
It's the Mirage Hotel and Casino. It's closing after nearly 35 years. It was best known for its golden mirrored windows, a dolphin habitat, and an artificial volcano that erupted nightly.
The Mirage was also known for its shows. Siegfried and Roy made white tigers appear out of nowhere.
Zarmoti!
That show ended after a tiger injured one of the magicians. Mm. Later shows included Cirque du Soleil's Love, based on the Beatles, and a singing ventriloquist who came to fame on America's Got Talent.
So, Winston, what are you planning on doing for us?
Well, I could do my theme song.
Since when have you had your own theme song?
Ever since I won America's Got Talent.
Oh. You won America's Got Talent?
Well, duh.
Terry Fader signed a $100 million contract with the Mirage and performed there for 11 years.
The Mirage was the very first of that whole new era of Las Vegas, where the Las Vegas Strip became much more than just a place to go gamble and get $1.99 steak and eggs.
Fader says the Mirage cemented its place in the new Vegas in 2000 when it signed the singing impressionist Danny Gantz.
Frank Sinatra had such a distinctive style. I really think he could sing any song and make it sound terrific.
Hakuna Matata, what a marvelous phrase. Like a tune from Sinatra.
Danny Gantz sold everything out, night after night after night. Plus, the Mirage also was some of the first to bring celebrity chefs, and it just became more of a high-class destination where there was so much more to do than just go there to gamble.
Again, that's Terry Fader. He now performs at the Strat Hotel Casino and says he's going to miss the Mirage.
You know, 11 years is not a small amount of time to be a headliner at the Mirage. And what an incredible honor. And I just feel very humbled to have been able to play a part in that amazing legacy.
So the Mirage disappears, but will reopen in 2027 as a Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. From the ashes of its volcano will rise a 700-foot hotel tower in the shape of a guitar.
There's nothing like Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas!
Viva Las Vegas! Sasha, I've got this idea.
Yes, Steve.
A morning edition residency in Las Vegas.
Oh, boy, that's not for me. I do not like betting, don't like losing money. I've never been able to think of betting as my entertainment budget for the
night. Okay, but we're just going to be up there on stage with the time difference. People will still be up and they can come over and get the news.
I do like flying into Vegas. You see the Eiffel Tower, the Sphinx, the Pyramid.
True.
It's an amazing United States thing.
Okay, so you're getting enthused about this
All
idea.
All right, you can
the
talk me into it.
The next thing is we need matching Elvis jumpsuits. Can we do it? Anyway.